This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Time for Tech Talk. This is Freya Liu, and it's Thursday, so it's also time for Digital News Asia. Gabby Goh is here together with Jermaine Chia, CTO and founder of Chop Chop Mobile, and we're discussing mobile marketing, which is interestingly also a topic that we'll be discussing at 1 p.m. in Resource Centre, and how this has gotten more attention the last year or two, and the number of companies now looking to capitalize the space. So there's Jermaine with his t-shirt, Why You Know Use Chop Chop. So tell us, Jermaine, what is Chop Chop?
Thanks, Frida. Yeah, actually, essentially, Chop Chop helps users to digitize their loyalty cards onto their smartphones via an app. And on the other hand, Chop Chop also serves as a digital social marketing tool to actually increase brand exposures for businesses.
Okay, are you one of a couple of players in Malaysia doing this at the moment?
Yes, but then we see Singapore, a counterpart actually, as one of the biggest trend, in fact.
Okay, right. Why mobile marketing?
Because mobile marketing, okay, can I just share with you a story?
Sure.
I used to have a very close friend. He's one of those cheapskate guy where he likes to collect chop cards, which are like from dessert shops, and from most of them are actually F&B
coffee places,
coffee
bubble tea places as well.
Bubble tea places, yeah. So there was once that he had few unredeemed cards, and so happened he lost his wallet. So he came to us and like was just whining about his pain that he spent so much time and money on all these kind of things, and until the end of the day it just went on to
so he lost his wallet. He wasn't worried about his IC,
his credit card,
but he was upset about the loyalty cards.
Yes.
Priorities.
That's quite weird. Yeah, his priority is more of saving his every single penny, essentially.
Okay, so doing this, what has been the toughest challenge so far?
Okay, actually, when we first started, it's tough to get the merchants on board. It's because it's more of a chicken and egg problem, because we are also serving the end users and also the merchants. And for now, the traction is actually picking up. But it's quite difficult to convince merchants the importance of customer loyalty, because it's more of a long-haul game, which is more sustainable. In comparison with daily deals, like group buying sites and all those, which is a one-time thing, you get the instant sales, but it's not so sustainable. That explains why big players in the States, they are currently moving from daily deals to loyalty, like credit card loyalties.
So when you are approaching these merchants, I guess those that have existing loyalty cards, they are more receptive.
Yes, that's correct.
It's like the whole, but other than those that have not been doing this, they don't understand, well, what's in it for me kind of thing.
Yes.
Okay, so, all right. And how many users and how many merchants are on board already?
Yeah, currently our for the past 6 months, our user base actually growth was about 600%. Whereas for merchants, we have 50 plus brands, and it's also available at 60 plus locations.
Okay, so when you say 600%,
yes,
can you give me the number?
The number is at the range of 10k now.
Okay, yeah. 10,000, and then you were saying the 50 merchants, 50 plus merchants.
Yes, that's correct.
Who are some of the bigger names?
The more prominent ones are like Artisan Roast, which is a very famous coffee cafe, and things like Cupcake Chick, they sell designer's cupcakes.
I've interviewed both of them, go on.
La Cafa, which is also the holding company of Cha Time and Zenkyu in Taiwan. And we have interesting brands like Ohana, which does grooming.
Oh.
Yeah, and we have also two jamming studios.
Oh, okay. Yes. So it's not your usual F&B, but you know, there are many, you can get creative with loyalty.
That's correct.
So like jamming sessions, come 9 times, 10 times free kind of thing.
No, it's more of like
you wish.
It's on a prepaid basis. As in, I pay a certain amount and I get 10 hours of jamming sessions. Then I go on a deduction basis.
I see. Yes. Okay. So what's your take on the future of mobile marketing in Malaysia? And
yeah, because actually at present the penetration rate of smartphones in Malaysia is relatively low. Although we can say that there are actually about 5 million smartphone users in the market, but they also categorize things like Symbian, the old Symbians, and Blackberries. Yes. It's sad to say that, yeah, those are old also under the category of smartphones. But despite that, there are some people that actually does not even have data plan in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
So the actual figure is much lower than 5 million.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. The expenditure for online and mobile marketing is actually less than 1% of the total ad expenditure in Malaysia.
Okay, so obviously we're hoping that they'll spend a little bit more. Of, you know, we're hoping.
We're at a tipping point right now, Frida. Mm. I believe. Obviously, smartphone penetration is definitely going to go up, and more people are going to realize that their smartphones aren't too smart without a data plan.
Mm-hmm.
And as that continues to grow, and people start exploring what they can do with a connected smartphone, I think the reception to using mobile marketing services like ChopChop will definitely go up as well.
Okay, so apart from getting merchants to come on board and this spending on mobiles marketing, you know, would these be the main challenges that or pain points that you're facing at the moment? Anything more?
It's like selling a dream, because it's quite a difficult thing to actually to sell to merchants, because loyalty does not appeal much to merchants in Malaysia.
So sad.
Well, it's that pressure that they have, you know, having to have to meet their quarterly quotas for sales figures, but then also having to find a time to carve out the thing about the long-term vision and goal.
You know, and it's something that people talk about all the time, even at Enterprise Breakaway, you know, to get a client and to keep a client, get a new client is six times the cost as opposed to
keeping one,
you know. So, I mean, it's something that we have to think about, especially the levels of customer service. It all links in together.
Exactly.
Yeah, so anyway, we're going to continue our conversation and we'll be discussing the Angel Tax Incentive in a moment. Jermaine Chia from ChopChop Mobile, together with Gabby Goh from DigitalNewsAsia.com. Tech Talk, BFM 89.9.
Big Front Man. BFM 89.9.
It's Tech Talk. This is Ria Liu, Gabby Goh from DigitalNewsAsia.com, together with Jermaine Chia, the CTO and founder of ChopChop Mobile. And budget just announced last week, and we're still talking about it. But what was very interesting is the Angel Tax Incentive. Tell us more, Gabby.
Yes, the Angel Tax Incentive, to me, was the highlight of the entire budget. What it is essentially is a proposal that the total investment made by an angel investor be allowed as a tax deduction against all income. So obviously, you know, there are conditions attached with this tax proposal, such as, you know, the angel investor must not be associated with the company before the investment was made. The investor must be a tax resident with an annual income of not less than 180,000 ringgit, and the accumulated profit of the company invested in must also not be more than 5 million ringgit with a track record of less than 3 years. Now, I think this is a fantastic introduction by the government, this angel tax incentive. I know that, you know, the guys over at Cradle Fund, Nazrin Hassan, has told me before, you know, they've been working on for over 2 years just to get this pushed through all the channels, getting all the checks and balances put in place. And
well done
indeed. This Nazrin, if you're listening, good job. And I hope you bought the entire team a giant, lovely, expensive dinner.
And this is something perfect for the likes of ChopChop Mobile. You're obviously looking for investors.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. If you, what would you expand? If given the money, an angel appeared, you know, what would you spend the additional funds on?
Yeah, of course. We would use the a bigger portion of the money for things like scaling,
mm-hmm.
To actually for hiring, and also it's more of like creating our own brand existence and all these kind of things.
Mm.
But so much so that I think that this is a good incentive, but it's also very important on how the government is going to implement this this bill, actually.
Okay. And I know this is based on out in the UK, and Anthony Clark, which
yes.
I also had the privilege of speaking to from the Angel Angel Capital in the UK.
Yep.
That's what they do, and it encourages a lot of people want to invest because tax breaks.
Yeah, a lot of comparisons have been made between Britain and Malaysia, where Britain was, I think it was in the 1980s, early 1990s, in terms of the number of private investors they had investing in startups. And that's kind of where Malaysia is now. The government has repeatedly stated that they want to roll back on the amount of money that they're currently giving out in the form of grants, because it is not a sustainable long-term model.
Mm.
And they want the private sector to step in, especially guys guys, like the high net worth individuals, to, you know, sort of fill in that funding gap.
And move away from property, move away from your...
We always buy property. Malaysians
nothing
as
wrong.
A whole.
Nothing
yeah,
wrong.
No, no, it's not home. Okay, but yeah. Let's expand that portfolio. Let's invest in a dream like Jermaine's.
Encourage innovation.
That's right.
And there's the 200 ringgit smartphone rebate.
Oh, this one's going to be fun. I tell you, Frida, every budget seems to have that one thing where that makes everybody just sit up and go, WTF. Huh? So last year, it was the futsal courts, I remember. You know, so this year, it's about a proposal allocating 300 million ringgit for a 200 ringgit rebate for youths aged 21 to 30 to go towards a purchase of a 3G smartphone. Prime Minister Datuk Seri Najib Tun Razak had said that it is designed to enable the youths to access the information highway. DNA stand is simple enough. We feel that the money should instead have gone to creating a seed venture capital fund, and we should have bet that 300 million on entrepreneurs who are the real engine of the economy, and by doing so, it'll create untold times multiplier effects, you know, like jobs and optimism about the future.
What was their thinking?
For the smartphone, I cannot even begin to guess at that one, Frida.
They didn't specify why.
Well, I think the initial idea was kind of like good intentions. They want more people to get smartphones.
But hey, more people get smartphones than, you know, better business for you, chop chop.
Actually, you know what would have been better? Not a smartphone rebate, but a data plan rebate. That would be a much better play.
It makes more sense because getting a smartphone does not mean that person would subscribe for a data plan, which is quite a pain.
Okay.
And the thing is that, you know, manufacturers, like guys such as Huawei and ZTE, they're already coming into the market with affordable smartphone models. You know, that's their whole play. They manufacture affordable smartphones. But what we need, or what youths would want, is that affordable data package, because that's the gateway.
Yeah.
You know, getting the device is only the first step.
It's
the
like
real
buying
key.
It's like buying a printer, and then after you still have to buy the toner.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the one that's going to cost you.
Yeah, or buying a car and, you know, having the petrol part.
Okay. So that's your take on that. All right, next topic. The Internet Free Report by the US based on Freedom House is out. Where is Malaysia on the list?
We dropped down, or should we went up? Two notches, because the way the Internet Freedom Report goes is that out of a score of 100, the higher your score, the less freedom you had. Mm. So last year, Malaysia scored 41 out of 100. This year, we scored 43. Would you believe Indonesia is freer than us by 1 point?
Okay.
They scored 42. China, no surprise, is Asia's worst net freedom offender with a score of 85.
Okay.
What's interesting about the report from Malaysia for this year is that while we actually improved for violations of users' rights, we actually fell when it came to...
We improved,
I know, right? But we improved for that, but we dropped for obstacles to access and limits on content. And the Center for Independent Journalism of Malaysia actually issued a press statement about that. And its executive officer, Masjaliza Hamza, said that, you know, the report's analysis confirms our own fears of increasing government clampdowns for speech online, as evidenced by the Section 114A amendment. So it's interesting to see where we stand in the grander scheme of things. Outside looking in.
It's a surprise why we improved.
On violations of users' rights?
Okay.
Well, it's also because we are one of the first countries within the region that's the closest to implementing the Personal Data Protection Act. And that's really important. I hope they enforce it really soon, because this...
It's been taking a long time.
About 2 years since the thing was gazetted into law. Yeah. And I think this is a really important piece of legislation, and the fact that we're ahead of countries like Singapore on implementing this these protections is something to be positive about.
Okay, and Startup Mama is happening tonight.
That's right. For those who don't know, Startup Mama is kind of one of the many sort of gatherings and events that's happening in the entrepreneur space. So Startup Mama is happening tonight at 6 p.m. at Cafe SXT at Salsana Central Condominium. And the special guest for tonight is the CEO of Amans.my, Ikwan.
Okay, so it's SXT.
Yes.
At what mall again? What?
Central Condominium.
All right. Okay, so everybody can just check that out. They just do their...
Just drop by. Just show up.
You know, order a drink, a teh tarik.
Of course.
Well, this has been this week's Time with Digital News Asia. Gabby Go together with Jermaine Chia from Chop Chop Mobile Tech Talk BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.